Welcome back to The Download with Justin Kaufman. I'm Dave Hoekstra, sitting in for Justin, and we're here with two friends. One I haven't seen in a long time, Kevin Nance, photographer, journalist. Thanks for joining us, Kevin.
Thank you, my favorite
raconteur, Tony Fitzpatrick.
I know that raconteur is just another word for BS artist, but from you, my buddy, I will take it.
And Kevin has a collection of photographs on display as part of it's called The Way We Live Now, and it's at your gallery, Tony, Adventureland.
At Adventureland, absolutely, and we're proud to have him.
And Kevin, I knew you as an editor and a writer. Tell me about your life, how you got into photography. Is it something you've been doing your whole life? Or?
Well, I did it for 30 years or so, but I never really developed my eye. Uh-huh. I knew how to technically use a camera, but I always say that the hardest thing about photography is knowing what to photograph.
Yeah.
What is a picture? If you can't recognize it, you can't photograph it. And so I had to train my eye. And once I got out of the newspaper business, I had some more time on my hands. I just decided to try to teach myself how to apply my visual sense that I had as an art critic. And as a visual person in newspapers, as you know, you're constantly talking about visuals, and apply that to my own work as a photographer. So I've been doing it now for about six or seven years.
Now, how did your life in newspapers and print journalism, how did that influence you as a photographer?
Well, I mean, I had access to people like John White, Pulitzer Prize winning photographer for the Sun-Times. I had access to people like John Kim, Pulitzer Prize winner for the Tribune, although I knew him at the Sun-Times. Great photographers. So a lot of my street photography is influenced by their work and by people here in Chicago like Art Shea and, of course, the greats Cartier-Bresson, W. Jean Smith, and so forth. I don't just do street photography, but that's kind of the base. That's the base. That's the foundation of what I do.
That's kind of how I found you. You were, you know, Kevin, after he left the Sun-Times, what was fascinating is he started putting his photographs up on Facebook. And for a couple of years, I would kind of seek them out. And I thought, you know, for a guy who was a journalist, what he's doing here really isn't journalism. It has the same restless kind of searching feeling that artists have. Mm-hmm. And I kept looking at them. And finally, one day I wrote to Kevin and I said, look, why don't you think about putting together a show? Because I really sense in these the same kind of restless curiosity that photographers like Ouija and Vivian Meyer and of course, the great Art Shea had. And it took him a while to kind of actually take me up on it. I would have to prod once in a while. But what I was most surprised
at. That's not the way I remember it, Tony, but that's all right. You go
yeah.
right on ahead.
You know, let's just go with the vision that works. What I noticed about them is in the very beginning when you started posting them, they had like kind of a journalistic sense about them. And then they didn't. Then it was somebody who was kind of showing us a different thing in the city every day, and I really latched onto that.
Yeah, there is the documentary impulse. That's the journalistic impulse. Uh-huh. But then there's the aesthetic, artistic impulse there as well. So I think that my images that are in the show they kind of meet in the middle of being. They want to show you what's on the street, but they also are concerned with color and line
and
composition, yeah. and kind of capturing as Henri Cartier-Bresson did the decisive moment.
To pull the trigger. I bought two photographs from your show, And they're both very different. Yeah. One was taken to Barcelona and one was taken to New Orleans.
Yeah, our friend Paul Natkin always talks about that in the books I've worked on, that decisive moment. He's a big subscriber to that.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, I was at the studio last Saturday. We did a little visit with our family. Thanks for the hospitality.
Oh, no worries.
And I looked at the work. And one of the notes I wrote after seeing your work is, especially some of the portraits of people, is what do you see beyond the subject?
Well, I see all kinds of metaphors, all kinds of, in some cases, what you might call allegorical content. But I'll just talk about, if I could, one picture, and that is an elderly woman. That's the picture that Tony bought, right. One of the two pictures he bought that was in Spain. Or I suppose we should say Catalonia
she's,
now.
Yeah, but she's holding a cigarette.
She's holding a cigarette.
Yeah, that's the one that made
me. She's got a drink in front of her, and it's like...
And I think that picture initially to me was a kind of sad picture because she's sitting there with makeup and lipstick on. She's clearly a woman in her 80s. And I thought, you know, she's pretending to be younger than she really is. And then I realized, no, actually she's accepting everything. And she has become sort of my personal hero.
Well, that's well put. Yeah.
Accepting being older, accepting being where and when and who and what she is. And so those are the kinds of things that came to me later on about the picture.
Okay, we got a break for the news. You guys are going to hang around for after the news.
Sure.
We're going to talk to Kevin Nance and Tony Fitzpatrick. Kevin's photography, The Way We Live Now. It's at Adventureland Works on Paper, 1513 Northwestern Avenue.
Plenty of parking, free beer.
Right. Don't go away on WGN. Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Sun come up, it was blue and gold. Ever since I put your picture in a frame. Hi, I'm Dave Hoekstra. Welcome back to the show. Sitting in for The Download with Justin Kaufman. And we're honored to have in the studio street photographer Kevin Nance. And he's talking about his exhibit at Adventureland Works on Paper with Tony Fitzpatrick, 1513 Northwestern Avenue. It's up through October 28th, Kevin?
That's right.
And what happens on October 28th?
I'm going to be giving an artist talk in the gallery at 2 p.m. that day. I'll be talking about the pictures. Hopefully, Tony will also be there to help me out, and I'll answer any questions anybody has about the show.
There will be free beer.
And there will be free beer.
I want to give the listeners an idea of the volume. Tell me how many pieces are up and describe it a little bit. Give me an audio catalog.
Sure. Yeah. There are about 20 pieces. The vast majority of them were shot here in Chicago. There's really only two or three, maybe four, that were shot elsewhere. And there's a strong, Tony pointed this out, kind of noir quality to a lot of the images. Some of them, many of them were actually shot at night or kind of in that transition point from day to night. And there's a kind of a moody, maybe slightly dark quality to the pictures.
They feel like a Tom Waits song.
Well, that's why I picked that song. Or...
they feel like a Tom Waits song. Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, there is a kind of
or an Edward
there's
Hopper
a sadness kind of in the pictures that probably just has more to do with me than anything else. I'm not the you know me from the Sun Times. I'm not the happiest guy in the world.
You're not a jolly Charlie kind of guy.
Let me say this though. I mean, then you're being honest. It's truthful photography.
Well, it is in a sense a series of self portraits.
Right.
In that it shows you what I respond to, what I find interesting in the world, and it also shows you something about my attitude toward. The issue, frankly, of light in photography. My big realization as a photographer was that I needed to stop taking pictures of things and start taking pictures of light falling on things. And I recently have amended that to I also need to take pictures of light emanating from things. And that takes care of the nighttime stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And so I've always been very light sensitive in the photography. You always get a strong feeling of kind of, you know, people stepping into pools of light on the street, for example.
There's a wonderful shot of the front of the Green Mill.
Yeah, right. I saw that. Yeah.
And the person in the window of the Green Mill looks like they're green, and it's because of the light. And it's just a phenomenal photograph. It's one of those that it's just going to stay with me.
Yeah, Kevin, let me ask you this. I knew when you came to Sun-Times, you came from Nashville.
That's right.
How did your eye change when you got to Chicago? How did just your outlook, how did your vision change of stuff from leaving Nashville? You told me you were born in North Carolina, Nashville, Chicago. How did things change for you?
Well, I think probably, you know, Nashville, except, of course, downtown, you know, the honky-tonk district and Lower Broadway, that's very much a night district, right?
Yeah, right.
It's a place where you go and the neon and the dense color that you see there. But generally speaking, Nashville is more of a daytime city, Chicago, I think of as a nighttime place, a place where it only truly comes alive for me right around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. The shadows start lengthening, and then Chicago becomes itself for me. And I think that's a difference from Nashville.
What did you learn from people? You mentioned, too, I mean, John Wyatt and Kim, about composition, also kind of staying out of the way. And, I mean, I worked with John Wyatt more than John Kim, but what did you learn from working with those guys?
Well, Mr. Wyatt and I worked together on numerous occasions, and I was always impressed with – I think he was really about, again, the Cartier-Bresson decisive moment. He always was waiting. He would position himself in just the right spot, and then he would just patiently wait. And usually what you'd find is the picture of the thing just as it was happening, because he was ready for it.
Yeah, patience.
He was ready for it. Yeah. That was Mr. White's, and I have to say, Mr. I never called him John, and I never, you know, I never would, because I respect him that much. John Kim, I think, was much more of a, you know, a fast street photographer. I did a couple of shoots with him that were ambush shots, where we were basically ambushing somebody in the street who didn't want to be photographed, and John was just like, you know, just got him right off. I won't say who that was. But anyway.
All right, we got to wrap this. But are you going to do a book or anything? Are you going to do a collection of these?
I don't know. I'd like to. Uh-huh. I certainly would like to. And I have other bodies of work, many of which have really very little to do with street photography, much more art for art's sake. But
Kevin, they got to eventually be a book.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
So check it out. The Way We Live Now, photography by Kevin Nance at Adventureland Works on Paper, 1513 Northwestern Avenue. Tony, what are the gallery hours?
We're there from 11 until 5 every day, from Tuesday through Saturday.
And we got like 30 seconds, but you're going off? You're going overseas?
Yeah, I leave October 30th to fly to Paris to shoot the second season of Patriot.
And you'll be gone for how long?
I'm going to be gone for 5.5 months.
Well, you'll call us here on the Nocturnal
Journal. I'll call you, and I know I'm coming home in the middle of it for like a Christmas break or something.
Okay. Well, safe travels. And, Kevin, this is great stuff. So I really encourage people to go out and see it. And free beer on the 28th.
Yeah, amen.